Hey guys, Casey here. We have an exciting announcement. Woo-hoo! Do you love Down the Foxhole?
Yeah.
And do you love money?
Yeah.
Then this is for you. Woo-hoo! We are running a reviews contest, guys. So if you write us a review on iTunes from now until December 20th, you'll be automatically entered to win a $100 gift card to Amazon. And who doesn't order something from Amazon every single week?
Woohoo, every day.
So the winner will be announced on December 21st on our Instagram. So good luck, and we can't wait to read.
Yeah, just remember to leave us your Instagram handle on your review so that we can find you. Also, sometimes people have a problem with their username. All you have to do is add a unique number. So, for example, if I'm Erin Fabio, I might have to be Erin Fabio 1234. Just so you know, if it keeps rejecting you, it's got some problems.
Good call.
Thank you.
See you out there. Welcome to The Foxhole. Down the Foxhole is a podcast where we get real candid, real funny, and real weird on a weekly basis. I'm Casey Taylor.
And I'm Erin Fabio. The Foxhole is a space to inspire and give permission to each other to start that business, keep working towards that dream, or totally switch gears and take the big risks to reap the big reward.
We're big believers that there's no one size fits all and that each of our stories is unique and worth sharing. So,
let's go down the foxhole.
You just did like Karate Kid.
No, I'm an before. Angel. I'm using my wings. I just have a lot of body movement going on right now. You guys, today's episode is really super relevant because it's the holiday season.
And also, surprise, we're releasing it on Monday.
Ooh, get ready.
We thought that you guys would love to download this one and listen to it in the car or on a plane or on a train while you're traveling to your Thanksgiving destination.
Because it's all about gifting. Gifts. The ladies of Secretly Gifting today, which is a concierge gifting service. Their names are Ashley Bronzek and Candace Orsman, and they are just like super rad with like lots of style and have like a really cool concept for their business. And what? You're looking at me like you have something to say.
No, and we're going to talk about the candle giveaway?
Yeah, and we're doing a giveaway, you guys. Candace and Ashley were super nice to do a giveaway for this episode, and it's going to be on the Instagram, so go ahead and look out for that. We're giving away a candle, and it's from the 125 collection. The candle says, "Hustle until your haters ask if you're hiring." And it smells really good. It's really cute. Make a great gift for yourself or somebody else. And to enter, go to our Instagram, like the post that you see with the candle. You have to follow at Go Down the Foxhole and at Secretly Gifting, and then tag two of your friends who lift you up and just give you some good energy. I think you're really going to like this episode. They've got some really great gifting ideas.
Yeah, I think like a lot of what we talked to them about and a lot of the questions we had on gifting, what their answers were so simple but so easy to use, and I've already thought of like a bunch of other gifts that I can get my family. Plus, they're just super real, down to earth.
Yeah. And I don't know if we've interviewed a partner, a set of partners that were like lady best friends too. So it's kind of fun to have like partner conversation.
And I think it's a great story on how they turned what they were already doing in their free time into something that made them money, which is like, I just love stories like that.
Yeah, for sure. So you guys are going to enjoy this. They don't let me get away with anything, so that's kind of fun, too. enjoy it. Let us know if you like it. And go check out the Instagram giveaway foxes.
Beep, boop, ba doo boo.
Bye. Okay, you guys. Welcome to the Foxhole.
Thank you.
We are here today with the partner lady bosses of Secretly Gifting, and I'll let them describe what it is. We're here with Candace Orsman and Ashley Bronzek. Did I say that?
Yes.
Really hard. Things like that are really hard for me. Welcome to the Foxhole. We're so excited to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're so excited to be here.
Our very first podcast.
Woohoo!
Yes. Podcast virgins.
And very timely for the holiday season.
We like being people's first.
Yes.
Just in general. So introduce yourselves and tell us about Secretly Gifting.
I'm Candace Orsman, and Secretly Gifting is a little venture that Ashley and I dreamed up about 18 months ago. Yeah. And we are a gift concierge service. We work with individuals and corporations. We do fun partnerships with businesses that I'm sure we can get into later. Mm-hmm. And it basically takes our passion for gifting and treasure hunting and finding fun things and puts it to good use for good people.
So fun.
Yes.
How did you guys meet?
Yeah, this is our first time with like best friend partners. We're like, high five, staying best friend partners.
It's a really good question.
We, you know, I actually have known Candace's husband since I was a teenager.
Huh.
But we met through a girl that Candace went to college with.
Gotcha. Oh, that's so funny.
So, it's a very small town here.
Yeah.
Sure. And so we probably met 13 years ago.
Oh, wow.
There. Yeah.
Are you both from here, like the area?
I'm from California, Southern California.
Well, you must be freezing.
And I'm from Baltimore, so
Baltimore.
Not too far, but worlds away from Washington.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, just like, here's what I know about you, just to like my stalking. Candace on Instagram is called Secretly Fancy, which I just like am like obsessed with.
True, true.
And you guys like travel internationally, like buying up some amazing goodies, and then you like bring them back and like give the treasures to the people.
Which you're hunting. Like,
this literally. Is like, who does not want that job? You know what I mean? Like,
pretty fun. And we're very lucky.
I mean, honestly, like, I see you like in Paris taking like little romantic, almost like engagement pictures, and I'm like, so jealous.
Literally.
Cool. Yep, we did.
And then like, sure did. So many like fancy, like, you know, hotel bathrooms and things like that. And I'm just like, now how can I get on that wagon? That's after you have the baby. That's our next step.
Oh my God, Foxhole Europe.
Yes. Yes, you guys can do it
Euro
too.
Trip.
We can be your mentors, your Europe mentors.
Yeah.
We got
live
you.
From Europe.
Yeah. Totally.
It's kind of funny because Ashley and I have been traveling and having fun together for years.
Yeah.
And we also have been getting like inquiries from so many friends and family members, like, what should I get this person? And, you know, where do you get that coat? Or where can I find the best, you know, dripless candles? I mean, from the most random stuff to
so
not. And then we would sometimes kind of look at each other and be like, how do we monetize this? Because
right.
we spend hours just texting people back. And, and that, you know, we've figured out a way to do it, essentially. And so it is really, really fun. We do pinch ourselves, although it's a lot of work.
So, sure. Oh, I can imagine it's so much, like, communication time with clients.
Yeah, it never ends. It's all hours.
Is it just the two of you right now in your business?
Just the two of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, six questions real quick.
Fire.
Yeah. Number one.
Okay, brace yourselves.
Well, of course, I just forgot most of them.
I'll just start with one.
Just one is good. So, I remembered my most. How do you figure out, like, I found it hard when I first started my business to, like, not charge friends. Because it was like people, I was already kind of like helping people with marketing tips. And then like when I sort of formalized my business,
question.
I was like,
great
how do
question.
I flip it to like, you know, make money off these people? So how did you guys sort of go through that? Because I could see your friends being like, hey.
I'm going to let Ashley answer, but I will say such a good question. And I think a lot of small business owners go through this.
Yeah.
And we almost came up with like a texting tagline to text our friends back.
Oh,
and
smart.
But we never came up with it because it's so awkward.
It is awkward. Yeah.
But
I would say, you know, as Candace said, this business came from something that we were already doing for friends. So we had a couple of friends who basically said, you should do this for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we went to them and we said, okay, well, what would you pay if we were to do this? And so this was really like, you know, the very beginnings of the business. We started just asking friends and family, you know, we have this idea, what do you think, what would you charge, you know, or what would you pay if this service were presented to you? And so once we kind of got an idea of what people were comfortable paying, we flipped it on them and said, all right, well, do you want to try it? You've already been asking us.
Yeah.
So do you want us to, you know, gift for your wife this holiday or for her birthday coming up?
Right.
And most of them said, yeah, like, why not? And so then they did it and they realized how easy it was. And we keep track of everything for all of our clients. So all of their important dates, their wives or husbands' birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas, Valentine's Day. And then we text them like leading up to it saying, you know, like, FYI, your anniversary is coming up. Do you have a gift? Do you want us to do it?
You're for sure getting Chris Fabio's information after. My birthday is
info@secretlygifting.com.
No, but that proactive is what's like so, totally. The fact that you like, text a man and it's like, did you know that it's your wife's like anything coming up? And they're like, oh, duh, this is so easy now. It's like,
right,
duh.
For sure.
And the texting is like, that's a service. It's not just like an email, like you're texting
personal.
Yeah, different clients want to be, you know, communicated with in totally different ways. Older clients, you know, usually prefer email or a good old-fashioned phone call. Believe it or not, they pick
up
the
telephone.
I do, too.
You can really get a lot more accomplished over the phone.
You can sell a lot more over the phone.
Yeah, 100%. You can get
in person.
Face-to-face.
In-person is number one. But yeah, then we have like our millennials and up who we're texting with like constantly. So whatever works for the client works for us.
So speaking of millennials, do you offer things of all different, like when I immediately hear of your business, I think like, oh, that's probably very expensive. Do you sort of offer different price ranges or is it more of a higher echelon price point?
So, I mean, we charge a flat fee per gift, but it's actually quite interesting because we've had a lot of clients who will pay our fee, but their gift is less than the fee.
Right.
Because they just want the convenience. They want the fresh ideas. They want us to take care of it and they don't want to have to worry about it. So they're willing to pay even if the gift is less than the fee.
Well, you're selling time, essentially,
which is so valuable, especially, you know, here in DC, it's just like a very high pressure cooker city, and so people just don't have a lot of time. So we were quite surprised. Like, you know, I mean, we've learned so much in the past 18 months, but that is one thing that we work with all budgets. So people might say, you know, I only want to spend $50 on, you know, and I'll get like a dozen hostess gifts or, you know, holiday gifts for holiday parties, but I want to spend, you know, less than $50.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, every client is, we have a personal relationship with them. So we really try and cater to their needs and to figure out a gifting plan that works for them. So someone might say, I want a gift to my wife or my husband for all of the holidays. Can you, you know, we have packages for that. Or I want to do that. And then all of my like corporate gifting with you. So can you put together, you know, a custom package
that
for
makes
me?
Sense.
So everyone is very different.
I will say though, that's something we think about a lot as a business because a lot of our own friends can't, while people of all budgets do work with us, a lot of our own friends can't afford our business.
Yeah.
And a lot of, you know, we have the younger gals who, you know, follow us and are, want kind of a piece of the Secretly Gifting brand. So we have just recently wrapped up a holiday pop-up that basically we curated a lot of our favorite things from Paris and London, Amsterdam, as well as like New York, Brooklyn, all over. And it was a huge success and it was really nice to get. The age range at the pop-up honestly was from like 16 to 80s. Yeah. And everyone found something they loved. So the reason we really enjoyed the pop-up was because people got to see Secretly Gifting without, you know, paying a price tag that they may not be able to afford.
Right. And is that where you had like the customized painted paddle brushes and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, girl.
So cool. I mean, just so many thoughtful things that you wouldn't. That's my biggest problem when it comes to gifting is sometimes I almost like don't buy a gift because I'm like, ugh, everything's so basic. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, or like, I hate a gift card because it's got like a value on it, but I want people to like feel personalized.
Same.
That type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so at what point when you were brainstorming, were you like, okay, yeah, this is like really a good idea. This is going to work.
Well, we actually were traveling together in New York on a, we love musicals, so we were
theater nerds.
Yes, huge theater nerds. So we were there, you know, just for fun, and we met with one of our friends who's a fellow entrepreneur. And she was asking about, you know, what are you guys up to in DC? And we kind of were talking about what we had been up to and all of the free advice we had been giving. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you guys should start a business. Mm-hmm. And we kind of looked at each other and we were like, yeah, we should start a business. And then like, we really started thinking about it on the train ride back. Mm-hmm. We started brainstorming names, and it was kind of like for fun at first, right? Because I mean, it really like invigorated us, and we mm-hmm. thought like, we already love doing this, like why not?
Right.
And then it just kind of started snowballing, and we, you know, came up with a name, bought the, you know, domain, and it just kind of like all of a sudden we're like, okay.
Yeah,
and we're doing it.
Well, it's funny because it sounds similar to the podcast. We were like,
oh my God, totally.
We might as well like make all this time we're already spending together productive.
Totally. Yeah.
Our husbands are like, you need to do something.
Yeah.
So as far as partnership goes, did you guys like very early on formalize your partnership, or is that, have you not done that yet? We like, Casey and I literally just signed an agreement a year into it. So I'm always curious how people are sort of operating their partnerships with friends.
We did it right away. And it's really interesting working with a friend. And with regards to our partnership, when we first started, this is just something I always think about, and I'm like, oh my God, thank you, God. Because going into the partnership, I just thought, well, we both have this passion for finding cool things and travel and mm-hmm. Helping people and making people happy. And, you know, the same things kind of brought us joy. So like our core values were similar, but I didn't think through like our skill sets mm-hmm. and our backgrounds. So, which was dumb, to be honest. And then we enter into this business, signed, sealed, delivered. And then it just comes to be that our skill sets are very, very, very complementary.
Oh, awesome.
Very. I am like a whirling dervish and like very disorganized. I lose every piece of mail that comes to my house. Ashley,
it's true.
Ashley is super organized. Like the most competent person I've ever met, can juggle like 16 balls at one time. And it's just amazing with like idea generation. She's so thoughtful. Mm-hmm. And I like love to write and I love the creative side. So that is something that we didn't think about partnership wise going into it, but mm-hmm. it was kind of like a lucky mistake.
Right. That's super fortunate.
Super fortunate. Like, how didn't we think about it? I didn't even.
Yeah, and like, if you guys were two Ashleys or two Candaces, no, it would probably be over.
We would not be sitting here.
I would be like in a corner weaving baskets, and Ashley would just be like organizing for like a day, paralyzed.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, and I think also too, we were super protective of our friendship mm. when we started, and we said to each other like, this cannot affect our friendship. Mm-hmm. And we are really good at, you know, communicating with each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously on a daily basis, but, you know, personally, I think we're always checking in with mm-hmm. each other and how we're doing on a personal level. Because I think when you spend right. literally 10 hours a day with someone, a lot of times the work takes over. Right. And I think last Christmas, that happened because it was our first Christmas. We had no idea what was going to happen.
Right.
And we didn't do a great job of like checking in with mm. each other. And so after Christmas, we kind of had like a come to Jesus, like, what did you like? What mm-hmm. didn't you like?
Yeah.
And we both were like, cried, and we're like, oh, we missed our friendship. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so it was a really, but we had to have like,
I can't,
the
even
hard, you had yeah. to have, we had to have a hard conversation, and it yeah. was a really hard conversation. I like tear up just thinking aww. About it. But it's the best, like, it's like we both took a chance really saying like how we felt. Mm-hmm. But it's the best thing we could have done.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it is funny because even going back to like, you know, being super different, but also being on the same page, one of our mentors, this is like total side note, but she sat down for like an exercise with us in the spring, I think, and she was like, okay, here's a chart, like put this in this, you know, column, this here, and there were like 12 things on this chart about like,
and Ashley's like, we're a chart.
Yeah,
she was so excited, and I was Candace like paralyzed. Like,
what are you doing?
Cheating.
She's like under
cheating.
The table.
Yeah, and so Lisa was like, okay, I want you both to like pick, and I don't remember like the exact examples, mm-hmm. but she was like, you know, if
it's prioritizing our business.
Yeah. Gotcha. Like, so, you know, I want you to write numbers, like number one is put a number one in this box, a number two, three, whatever. We had the exact same priorities and the exact same numbers.
Wow. We did cry because it was like 50 options, and it would be very different things. Like, you know, launch the most popular e-commerce gift site, or it would be, you know, establish yourself as the gifting experts in media, or, you know, build out your corporate gifting. They were all very different things.
Yeah.
So it was definitely like an aha moment that, wow, we really are on the same page.
Right. Yeah. Wow. That's, I mean, that has to feel good, especially after going through holiday.
Yeah. Felt great.
Really good. Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. Did you, other than your mentor, did you have any other like resources that you were consulting with or people that you were like sort of getting advice from about your partnership?
We talked to a ton. We talked to as many people as we can, and we meet with as many people as we can, and we try and be as curious as possible. Mm-hmm. Just in general, Ashley and I are both very curious people. We like all different kinds of people. That's energizing for us. So we like having those conversations. But we were super fortunate to have a few really impactful mentors. But I will say that there's no roadmap really for our business, because it's, we're not looking to somebody as our guiding light. We're trying to create something that's different, which is awesome because we could be disruptors, but it's also sucky because we're like,
what are we doing?
Are we doing this right? Are you my mommy? Like, what's going on? Literally.
That's so true though. Yeah. Oh, that's so tough. I mean, I feel like I'm in that boat every day, especially like when I get advice from somebody, sometimes I'm like, yeah, totally like sipping the Kool-Aid, and I go home. I'm like, this is like totally the wrong thing. Like, right? It's very easy to like be like, this person's giving me a direction, and then like you have to step back and be like, whoa, 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 that's like definitely not for me.
Yeah,
that's a tough one, taking advice, getting like
voices coming from the ceiling,
voices from above.
These people coming from
giving us
what are they telling us?
The advice I'm seeking is literally coming from the ceiling. All right, what were you guys doing before secretly gifting, other than making adorable babies?
Making adorable babies.
We sure have some seriously cute babies.
Thanks. Yeah, well, there was a lot of baby making.
Yeah, a lot of baby making.
I had my hand in a ton of pots. I was just kind of looking for creative outlets anywhere I could find them. So I was arranging flowers for interior designers' photo shoots. I did some personal styling. I was doing a lot of nonprofit work. So I was really like all over the place. I had started a blog, Secretly Fancy, that's now dormant AF. It's pretty much dead, but it's fine. So I was all over the place, and that's why I love Secretly Gifting, because it's like a hub for my creativity.
Yeah.
Ashley is a very, very busy lady as well.
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, I most recently had 3 kids. Mm-hmm. And then before that, my grandmother's a jewelry designer here, so I worked for her for 7 years. And so over the years, I've, you know, tried to help her with her business, and she's been a great mentor as well. I've learned so much from her. And I get, like, as Candace said, you know, I've also been involved with a lot of philanthropy over the past decade. So, you know, I think...
Well, it's a great world to meet gifting people, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What did you want to be when you grew up, Ashley?
That's a great question. I mean,
I feel like I know the answer.
You do?
Ooh, this is a fun game. What did Ashley want to be?
What did I want to be when I grew up?
Will you answer, and then I'll say if it was my answer.
You know, that is a really good question. I really don't know. I think in college, I wanted to be, you know, in the entertainment industry.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. A pop star. Casey did too.
No, more behind the
scenes. I wanted to be a pop star.
I would have loved to be like one of the Spice Girls.
Yeah, literally.
No, but then I got burned out very quickly in LA, which is why I moved here. So.
Oh, yeah.
Big culture change from LA to DC.
Very, very big.
Seriously.
What about you?
What did I want to be when I grew up? I mean, I don't know what my answer would be when I was like 5, but a around high school, I definitely wanted to be a news anchor. Mm. And so my father, who's an attorney, had a client who was a news anchor. So I shadowed her for like 2 days and I was like, well, I'm out. She was waking up at 4 a.m. Yeah. She was doing her own makeup. She wrote all of her own segments. Oh, God. And I was like, this is actually the least glamorous thing I've ever seen in my life. And I never looked back.
Oh my gosh.
Reporting live from Canada.
Like, no, I literally just want to be like the front person.
Yes.
Everyone else. How do I get that job?
News anchors work really hard.
Really hard.
No,
it's a grind.
It's not.
Well, that was like
a grind.
I wanted to be a nutritionist when I went to college until I took chemistry, and then it was like, and I'm out.
Yeah.
Scene. I'm going to be a communication studies major now.
Right, yeah. I just didn't want to do math in college.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, what major can I do without math?
Taking one math
class. I straight up did not take math in college.
I did not either.
I took, like, it was like this, like, theory of math. So it was like, I honestly don't
it's
even
like philosophy
know.
Philosophy of math.
Literally, it was like philosophy of math. So you didn't have to, like, it was
actually
so strange.
Do any math?
Yeah.
I took probability so pass-fail at the community college.
That's what it was.
Did you pass?
The theory of probability.
So you roll those dice and you're like, I know what that means. Okay.
Yeah. It's like, I took the same class because it was like the easiest math class. And the teacher was cute.
Well, anyway. I didn't take it.
Yeah. Goal. Yeah. What was your major?
Communication.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Look how.
Oh God, yeah, same.
Look how much we use our communication skills.
It actually comes in handy now.
It does. But I just like can't. I look back at college and I'm like, maybe it would have been smart instead of taking English 101 and 501 and whatever, because I can already speak English, to like take like a fucking econ class or like financial management, things like that. Like,
I wish I would have been a business major.
Yeah, like, me too.
Same, me too.
Back. Same.
I would have never gotten
everyone,
into a business
go become
major
a business
though.
Major.
But there's math, so.
Totally.
Yeah.
That accounting. There goes that. And we're back to square one.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Damn it.
We're square two.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. For sure.
It's now unfair. Everybody knows that you don't need a business degree to own your own business.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're welcome.
Case in point.
Although, like, if anybody wanted to pay for me to get my MBA, I would super go back to school.
I would love to go back to school for sure.
Oh, gosh, I hate school.
I know. You're really bad at it, too, if we're being honest. Love you.
I'm just lazy.
I used to be Casey's boss, so.
You did?
Yeah.
Word? That's funny.
Yeah.
I was a good employee until I worked at Blue Mercury.
You were super fun to manage.
And what company?
Blue Mercury. Corporate.
Down the road.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, we led their social marketing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody was like,
was
where's
super
Casey?
Weird time
I'm like,
in my
if
life.
You want to explain to Casey that 9 a.m. is an appropriate time to show up, you tell her, because I've tried, okay? Okay.
Well, I worked at Victoria's Secret and Birchbox in New York for 5 years, so.
You're like, these are the standards at which
here.
I will operate.
Very different worlds.
For sure.
Sure.
Okay, let's talk gifting, because I need some help.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the list up of questions we're going to ask? Ooh,
no.
Let's do our icebreakers at the end, though, too, because
yeah,
I want to know
these. Yeah, let's do those. I don't, but I can definitely.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Didn't send you those questions, did I?
No, you did not.
Wait, let's first talk about, because I loved your guys' reactions to gift cards before, how bad is giving a gift card as a gift?
That's in our what not to give category.
Yeah.
What not to, let's start with that. What don't we want to get for holiday season? Or ever?
Well,
when is a gift card appropriate? Maybe that's a better question.
I mean, here's the thing. With anything, like any gift is going to be appreciated. So
right.
It's not like you can never give a gift card or you can never give a bottle of wine. But like for us, our job is to find the most perfect, creative, thoughtful gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, a gift card is just not extremely thoughtful because it's very easy to go and do, same.
Well, I'm sure somebody, like, if they're paying for your service fee and you're like,
yeah, here's a gift card.
Can you imagine?
I feel like, wait, am I getting scammed? That would actually round out my 2018 of getting scammed. Arrange that. Just kidding.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that there are plenty of times when a gift card, can be appropriate. I think that, especially...
Name one.
Well, okay, for example, last year for the faculty at my kids' school, so not their teachers, but, everyone else that works there, because there's a lot of faculty that help, day to day.
Sure, yeah.
I did... I did a like a box of popcorn with a gift card to the movies, and I wrapped it.
So
really cute. And
it's
I had
like a theme. That's
and
such
it,
a
and
good
it
idea.
Had, it said something. What's that like? Like
you pop on over to the movies?
Well, something like that. But like you
just throwing
like,
it out there.
There was some like cute
yeah.
like saying that I said on the card
right.
like from my kids. And for that, because like I know that they would appreciate that. I think it was like it was appropriate.
Yeah.
Also because it was like very neutral and I was giving a bunch of them.
Right.
So it wasn't like it was
gender neutral.
Yeah, it was gender neutral, and it was again like to a bunch of people.
Right. Okay, so I can super get down with a gift card if like everybody knows what a movie ticket costs, right? So like that's a reasonable thing, and it's like you're not gonna make that choice for them, so it like makes sense. And I'm cool with gift cards if it covers the cost of like a tangible thing that you intend for them to choose from.
Sure. Mm.
That's when I'm like not offended by gift cards.
But I think think that like I mean. Mostly everyone will go to a movie in a year.
Right.
I think what's hard with gift cards, and I have a lot of them in my drawer,
mm-hmm.
is like if someone gives it to
yeah.
their favorite restaurant, and it's like not a
yeah.
restaurant that like I go to. I mean, if someone gave me a gift card to Millie's, which is down the street
mm-hmm.
from my house, that would be awesome because
right.
I'm there all the time with my kid.
Right.
You know, like that's great. But if it's to a restaurant that's like. You
down
know,
an alley on H Street.
Yeah, like
Gordon
Biersch.
Yeah, got one of those last year.
And like, have you used it?
No.
Right. So, you know, and I think like Starbucks gift cards, like people, you know,
yeah.
if you go to Starbucks every day,
yeah. right.
that is a meaningful present because the person knows you go to Starbucks.
Right.
If you don't drink coffee, then.
Or if you're anti-Starbucks.
Or if you're anti-Starbucks, then that is not so thoughtful. So I think.
Right.
The gift card just has to be thoughtful.
Right.
And I think if it's presented in a way that shows that you put some thought into it,
mm-hmm.
even if you're gift wrapping it with really in a cute box with cute
yeah.
paper.
Right.
Like,
and it's almost like in an envelope.
It's perfectly fine.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk
I
about
like
wine
it.
Because we had a podcast with Micah Meyer, who's an etiquette coach trained out of Buckingham Palace.
Yep.
And she had
wow.
a lot of opinions about wine. So I'd like to know your opinions about giving wine.
Well, we did a gift guide for the Post last year, a hostess gift guide, and it was a lot of fun. And we didn't know what they were going to name the piece. You never know. Like, you work with these writers, and you
yeah.
have an idea of what the article is going to be like, but you never know the titles. And actually, I learned little nugget that a lot of times the people that write the titles are not the same
yep.
writers
yeah.
that write
yep.
the pieces.
Totally.
My sister-in-law's in PR. She just had, like, an incident with this. But anywho,
yeah.
she named
true.
It. Like, we didn't know what the name was going to be, and I thought it was going to be, like, DC's Gifters or something
yeah, yeah.
and it wasn't. It was the Not Another Wine Bottle Gift Guide. which was cute and catchy, and they knew it was going to be cute and catchy, but you know, we wound up talking a lot about bringing wine last holiday season
mm.
because of that article. And
oh, interesting.
And
yeah.
we one of our sayings was, you know, you don't want to be the 91st bottle of wine somebody gets that holiday season.
Yeah.
Like, how, you know, non-memorable is that?
Right.
The caveat is this, and Ashley and I talk about this across the board. If the wine has a special meaning to you,
mm.
for instance, like
mm.
if you know this friend loves Provence and you visited Provence and there's a story behind it,
mm-hmm.
then that's cool.
Yeah.
And it's meaningful, and you always write that on the card. You don't like hand it to them and say, you love Provence. You, you know, you write it on a card
yeah.
and you mention Provence, and then it becomes something other than wine.
Yeah.
And also too, I think like how you're presenting the wine, you know, there's so many beautiful wine carriers now,
mm-hmm.
like to go the extra mile and have like the family's monogram
yeah.
on the wine, you know, carrier is always a nice touch. And there are also places that we've seen and done for clients where you can engrave bottles of wine with
yeah.
like a message. And so, you know, I think wine, it's the easy thing. And so many people will just go to their cabinet and like take
yeah.
a bottle of wine because they're like, oh shoot,
right.
I'm going to a party in
yeah.
5 minutes
yeah.
and I don't have a gift. But I think there are also like other easy gifts that you can give
mm.
that just show that you're putting like a little more thought. I have a neighbor who, my son's birthday is right around Christmas, and so we always do like, you know, a Christmas, his birthday party and like kind of a Christmas party. Mm-hmm. She always brings orange juice for like the next morning and like, you know, rolls or something that I can put in my fridge.
Yeah.
Just to have like that next morning, because when you're hosting, you're tired and you don't want to like make something the next day, which is always really thoughtful.
That is
and like
really
it's
thought.
Really easy to just go get some orange juice from the grocery store.
Yeah.
So I think
and
like
another like little hack is, so when Ashley was saying, you know, you are 5 minutes, you need to leave for the party, grab a bottle of wine. If you don't bring anything that night, one gift that Ashley and I like to do and have recommended to people is go on urbanstems.com, send them the dinosaur succulent and with a note that says your party was fab, I had a roaring good time.
So cute.
So that's something you can kind of do after the fact that mm-hmm. they'll be like, oh, this is cool. And again,
it's
that
so
extra
different.
Touch with a note. Yeah, it's different. It's
here's
not
a fun
warm.
Fact about that roaring
Sexy
good
Rexy.
Time.
Talk to us.
When we were at Blue Mercury, I got like a delivery from Urban Stems and my husband did not leave a note. And it was just, at the time we were not married, and it was just a dinosaur succulent. And I was
and
like,
a note that said like roar or something.
It just said roar. And
that's
I was
adorable,
like,
though.
What?
The mystery dino.
I was like, but remember Clyde, the like receptionist, like brought it into a meeting that I was at with like the CEO. And like, first of all, you just don't do that.
Right.
And then I open it and it was just like, it just said roar. And I was like, I don't know.
I'm not sure who this mystery dino is.
They were like, who's it from? I was like, my fiance. Anyway, moving on.
But it's a cute
anyway,
gift.
But it was cute.
Back to
I,
the blush.
I still have Sexy Rexy. That's what we named him.
Sexy Rexy.
Sure do.
That's adorable.
Okay, any other do not give gifts that you can think of?
No, I mean,
the point is thought.
Yeah, it's
the point
it's
is thought.
About thought. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's talk about the worst people to buy gifts for, in my opinion.
Okay.
Hardest. Let's say hardest instead of worst.
Worst. Yeah, like the guy, the people that you're just like, I never know what to get them.
Like the person who already has everything, I feel like it's like most.
Okay, so I hate this question because my
you're welcome.
Family.
Yes.
Well,
speak your truth.
I love it.
Well, because I tend to fit into this category with my family. And everyone always
I think
says,
you fit into category D here. Friend, sister, who is super into fashion and already has everything.
Okay.
There
yes,
we go.
D. That
D.
is me. And I always tell everyone, like, I'm actually not that hard to gift for. I think that, you know, throughout the year, and I'm always, like, saying little nuggets to my husband of things that I like, it's, you know, pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And really, like, that's, I mean, if Candace says that she likes something, or if a friend or someone, even a client's, you know, wife or husband, they mention something, I write it down. And I keep, like, a list of people
idea.
And, like, potential gift ideas.
Mm.
And when they say like, oh, I really, you know, I loved bowling for the first time or whatever it is. Like,
bowling version.
Like, oh, that would, you know, like, okay. Or like, I'm thinking of joining a bowling team. I mean, these are really random bowling.
Bowling shirts.
But like
sure.
maybe, yeah, like maybe a cute bowling bag for that person. Or, you know, like you just have to listen. And Candace and I are always saying like, if you don't know the person, then give something that you love.
Mm.
And if you do, then like speak to their interests and their likes. Because if you know it's your sister-in-law or you know it's your, you know, mother-in-law or whomever it is, and they're really hard to shop for, they do have likes and interests.
Right.
So just like tap into those. I'm sure there is something, whether it's like tennis, you know, there's gotta be a cute, you know, tennis napkins or there are so many different things that you can come up with for that person. You
well,
just
what
have
I've
to
noticed,
think about them first.
For sure. What I've noticed too, I was talking about this with my sister, is like people that I hate gifting for, it's people I don't like the things that they would like, but it's not about me. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, okay, they would love this very random thing that I have no interest in, but it's not for me, so go ahead and get it for them.
My father once gave me a frog, and he said,
like
I thought you
lion.
Would love this because I love frogs.
Like a living frog?
No, not a real frog.
Like a real frog, too.
No.
So I was like, what? A living frog?
No, like a trinket. And me and my brother, like, laugh so hard about it. And we'll be like, Dad gave me a frog because he loves frogs. But that's, like, the perfect, like, no, Dad, I don't want a frog, but I do like horses. Yeah. So maybe something to do with horses.
Yeah. My mom did the exact same thing to my sister. Oh, she, like, made, for the first time ever in her whole life, she, like, made a blanket and it had, like, kitty cats all over it. My sister's like, I fucking hate cats. Like, what? But it's like a handmade blanket from your mother. She's like, what do you do with that?
That's thoughtful because she made the blanket.
But she was literally like, I made it for you because you love cats so much. And Kristen was like, No, I don't.
I hate cats. Well, then, oh, that's amazing.
Goes back to listening.
Listen, pay attention.
So funny. Okay, Dad. Let's talk about Dad.
Oh, yeah. I feel like dads are so hard.
Well, yes, they are.
What about dads without hobbies?
That's so funny you say
like,
that.
Like, dads who work, all they do is, like, work, and then that's almost it.
Do they travel?
They're working.
There we go. People, are you listening? Do they travel? Yeah.
So, like, there are amazing luggage companies out right now. Mm. So, like, a really cool duffel or dop kit or, you know, something for travel. Because that's something, you know, that your dop kit gets nasty after a couple of years. It's nice to have, like, a new one. It's not super expensive.
Yeah.
So I think always a passport case is always a really good gift with someone's monogram.
I did that last year, actually, because my dad was in the hospital right before Christmas last year, and I saw his, like, toiletries bag in the hospital bathroom, and I was like, oh my God, I am going to buy him a new one.
There
and
it was, go. Like, probably perfect. Like from the 70s, your dad.
So you paid attention.
Yeah.
See?
My dad does not throw anything away unless it literally is completely broken.
Same.
Yeah, same with
my husband. Yeah, same with my husband. Does not buy new clothes unless they literally rip in half. Like, meanwhile, they can have holes in them.
And he's fine. It's got to be a happy medium.
Okay. My dad won't wear the things that I give him because he wants to keep them nice. He keeps them in the
plastic on his sofa, too.
He keeps the covers on all of the outdoor furniture because he doesn't want... And I'm like, but it's summer. Like, you're in California. Like, it's my
fault. Oh, that's so funny.
Gosh.
Amazing.
Okay, how about... like, in the business world. So it's always sort of tricky, like... for your boss. It needs to be appropriate. It can be thoughtful, but like, how sometimes you might not know your boss all that well. What do you think about something like that?
We have been doing a lot of corporate gifting lately over at Secretly Gifting, which is really fun for us because it helps us use our business minds, and we love branding and thinking about brands and brand messaging. So for our corporate clients, what we like to deliver for them is a gift that's not only impactful, but that tells a story about their brand. And I would say if you're gifting to your boss, regardless if you know intimate details about their life or not, I think it would be fun to do a gift that kind of spoke to the company's brand and the philosophy at the company, because it's a good way to kiss some tushy. And it's also, you know, going to be something that they appreciate, that extra thought. And it just depends, you know, it all really depends. Like, what's the corporate environment? What's your relationship with your boss?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a tough one though. I think giving a gift to your boss would be a little anxiety inducing.
Yeah, for sure. I liked that. Or like when you have to do like, you know, white elephant things at work and you get your boss, you're like, why me?
Oh, yeah.
Or like Secret Santas. It's
the worst, yeah.
Yeah.
Or when you get like the dud.
I like, so, when, I mean, I guess Blue Mercury was like my only company I worked at that we did holiday gifts, because with Victoria's Secret, we were always doing the show at that time, so like no one ever had time for any of that holiday stuff.
Yeah.
So we never did anything
that
like that.
So you just got it.
We just like all survived like and then went home.
Like angel bra. That, I mean, like $1 million ruby bras.
Gifted. Yeah, I wish.
That's what you guys need to get on your little roster for Secretly.
The fantasy bra. So they do actually sell the fantasy bra every year. Sometimes it gets sold in pieces. Sometimes it gets
what?
One time it was sold
like
as a whole.
What?
Well, you get like a gemstone.
You're being very serious about this. I'm totally fucking with you.
Wow.
So weird. One time.
I want the nipple.
I think it was fine now.
There was one time someone in Dubai bought the whole thing. It was when Candace Swanepoel wore it in like 2013 or something like that. But they bought the whole bra for like $10 million. I'm doing this because we always displayed it in this like crazy expensive case. The whole thing.
So yeah, I'm not going to get that for my dad. But you know.
Or my mom. You know.
So then you probably have a similar answer for clients. Like right now I'm thinking of what do I get my small business clients, and it goes back to just like reflecting it for your brand, I would imagine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to give me any easy answers today, are you? I'm going to be very thoughtful.
Well, again, like, that's our business. It's like, yeah. If we sat down with you and you said, okay, this is, you know, this is my brand, right. This is what I want to convey, then I'm sure we would be able to tell you, like, here are three really awesome items.
No, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that it's not an easy answer.
Well, I feel like a lot of what you guys do is you're constantly all your researching really unique gifts so that when this time comes and someone says, I have my sister-in-law who loves to bake and travel and watch soccer, you're like, boom, boom, boom. You like have all these ideas in your head.
Yeah, we have not in our head. Yeah, we have secret boards on Pinterest where we can visually catalog all of them.
Oh,
and they're by category and sometimes by client. So yeah, we have an arsenal of gift ideas that we hoard.
So smart.
Oh, I love that you use Pinterest as that like tool.
It's an amazing tool because... Wow. You can visually catalog
items.
And for us, it's, you know, because, again, there is no, you know...
You can probably, like, tag stuff, too. So smart.
But there's no real, like, pathway. And so we're kind of, like, forging our own. There's no software for what we do. So it's, we're trying to piecemeal things together. Yeah. Like, how do we keep track of our clients and, like, what we've gifted for them and the dates, but also to be able to visually see stuff is really important. So there's not yet, we haven't yet found.
Unless you guys know the perfect software for secretly gifting.
It's not software, but moodboard.com is helpful because I've had clients and photography clients that don't use Pinterest. So I've had to like build them a separate mood board, but same thing, like visual representation of
stuff. We'll check it out.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Cool.
Okay, are there any like trends that you're seeing right now for this holiday season?
Yes.
Do you want to tell us about them?
Maybe. Just I think there's a push towards sustainability across the board in fashion.
That makes sense.
In, you know,
Beauty,
tableware, cookware. A lot of things are taking like a green spin. We're seeing a lot of that. There's a lot of...
I would say, like, customization.
Yes.
Personalization.
Everything.
Huge, and everyone wants everything personalized.
Yeah.
What's a good way to personalize something other than a monogram?
I think, like, a cute saying.
Yeah,
like,
a
if you know a person, like, loves 90s rap.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do, like, a little rap lyric.
Is
it
my necklace?
No, what is it?
1990s.
Oh, love it.
Love it. Yeah.
Or, like, TV shows and movies, too. I feel like it's probably a good place to go for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
That's cool. That's a good idea. All right, so since we've got holiday coming up, I just want to sort of talk to you guys about, like, how do you guys cope? And in general, like, what do you guys do when things are getting, like, really hard and you might be feeling, like, defeated or deflated? What do you do to sort of, like, recharge?
We lean on each other.
Yeah.
I think, like, that's one of the huge, like, beauties of a partnership is there are two of us.
Yeah.
So, and we're really good at sensing each other's, like, moods. Mm-hmm. And, again, because we have different skill sets... You know, I might be overwhelmed with, like, wrapping the gifts. So Candace is like, okay, how can I help you? Or she might be really overwhelmed with, like, social and, like, you know, creative stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, like, how can I support you?
Yeah.
So I think really being able to lean on each other is super huge.
Yeah.
Because right now, like, we will not sleep until after Christmas.
Yeah, so just none.
I would say naps, but like
naps
those will not exist.
Well, what self-care things do you guys do? Do you have morning routines or night routines that you stick to? Or is there certain like beauty routines that you love?
I'm laughing because Ashley just like is such a machine, and like her self-care is just like working more and like being an amazing mom.
And her skin glows because of it.
Yes, yes. I have a horse out in Brookville, Maryland that I ride, and that's my like quiet time. My barn's like 45 minutes away. I listen to podcasts. I try not to take phone calls unless I have business calls, which happens way too often.
Oh, yeah.
But I just go out and I'm with kind of nature and the horses, and that's very meditative for me.
Oh, riding horses is so... I can imagine it's like such a good meditative state to be in.
For sure.
Love it.
Feels really like good. All the air. Just
how
like,
about you other than work?
Do you want to tell us about your morning routine?
Yeah.
With three children.
Please do.
Three children under five,
surviving,
right?
Surviving.
Staying alive.
Honestly, like my
morning alcohol, is that part of it?
That's no, it's, I wish. Candace and I joke like we wish we were big drinkers because like it would make life so much easier, but we're just not and we're really bad.
We try and then we fail. We're like, we can do it. And then we're like,
we have one glass of wine. We're like, oh, gotta go.
Totally. I was so drunk. I had the GI doctor yesterday, and we were talking about like GI things. And then randomly before I left, I was like, do you have any like tips on how I can increase my tolerance? And he was like, what? He's like, I'm a GI doctor. I was like, just wondering. Okay, bye, God.
That's hilarious.
But no.
True, though.
It's terrible.
We're bad at it. No, I mean, if I can get, like, a shower, that's my self-care. I moisturize. That's something I do every day, which I'm really, really proud of. No, I mean, it's definitely a struggle. It's, like, three little kids.
What time do you wake up?
Well, let's see. This morning I was up from 2 to 4, and then I was up at 5, like, for good. Usually it's, like, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think when you have kids, you realize, like, you don't need as much sleep. Mm-hmm. So if I can get, like, 6 solid hours, that's great.
Yeah.
so sad, but...
I'm, like, looking at her like, oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
What about my 9-hour minimum?
Yeah, that definitely.
Minimum's change.
Yeah. For sure. Is there something that you've recently discovered that you're like totally obsessed with, whether it's like a product or a gifting thing or whatever?
Yeah.
Very hard to narrow down.
I know, we found so many
after the gift shows.
Yeah, we found this amazing, we actually saw him in New York first, but... because I think it was his like first New York show, but he does these amazing custom chess boards.
Oh, wow.
And the chess pieces
can be anything.
I think right now like New York and London and like they're different buildings for different cities. He can do
super
anything
cool.
But the ones that he showed were buildings in those cities, so we were like, could you please do a DC one with the different monuments? So we're hoping next year, because that's like such an amazing corporate gift.
Yeah.
Or just like
they're
boss,
really good looking too.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's beautiful.
Like dad.
It's beautiful. And he'll do like dueling cities, like you know, if there's a couple
York,
and ones in like
there's gotta be an Amazon one coming, right?
New York. Right.
National Landing.
So that was really cool. And then we found another company out of the Netherlands that makes these amazing like animal rugs.
I saw that on your gram.
And candle pins, which we had never seen before.
What is a candle pin?
Jewelry for
candles. Question.
So it's like a brass piece that has a pointy end on the back, and they have different animals and different teeth.
They're insane.
And you push
it. Ashley Stockton needs this.
We are obsessed with
them. Any candle.
Oh my God.
And it's just like you reuse them on all of your candles, but for your like dining room table, we sold them at the pop up, and they're just amazing gifts because
super unique.
They're so unique
and reusable.
They're brass.
So
And it was a great price point, and we did it with like. We showed it on a candle, and then it came with like another one in a pouch, so that you could mix them up. We had like crabs and lobster and stags and bunnies and cherries.
And a snake. The snake was super cool.
Yeah, so it was like kind of a cool something that honestly like, we had to explain it to people because everyone's like, what is this?
Ever seen it before.
No one had ever seen it before. So that was something that we really loved.
But that's so major for holiday season because you always want to give a gift that like no one's ever seen
before.
Yes,
but you're getting
totally.
They're
so good.
Yeah, really.
Jewelry for your candle.
So fun.
Okay, how about you?
How about you?
My favorite things? Ugh, I'm obsessed with the candle pins. I'm trying to think what else. We just find so many cool brands. We were just talking about this one brand today called Be Parisian. Mm. It's beparisian.com, but it's a French company. I think you can buy off of her website.
I think it's .fr.
It's probably .fr.
Yeah.
But she's an illustrator, and she does a different sketch for kind of a type of girl. So there's like glam, cute. There's creative,
preppy,
there's preppy and artsy. Yeah, totally. And the illustrations are just the bomb. They're super graphic and good looking. And then she does different products like sweatshirts, t-shirts. She does a really cool eye mask. And we love that just because, again, it's personal. Like if you have a friend who's super artsy, if you have a friend who's like super preppy, it's a nice gift. And it's also like she's an amazing artist and we love supporting small artists doing their thing. So
for sure.
It's a cool brand.
So cool.
Yeah, it's just like I just got like an overwhelming thing of like I have so much shopping to do.
We have to like do it all before.
Imagine how we feel.
Yeah,
we have everyone's shopping to do.
Oh my god, you guys are like Santa.
Yeah,
like so cute.
I'm a Jewish Santa.
Jewish Santa.
I'm a Jewish Santa.
What do people most often ask you for advice? In the business world, other than giving in the business world type of thing.
In the business
as
world.
As partners and that type of thing. You're like,
question.
We just talked about this for an hour.
That's a good question.
Work-life balance, I think.
Yeah,
a lot of people, how do you do it?
Especially like, as moms.
Yeah.
I feel like
as moms, totally. Like,
I
how do you do it all?
That.
Like, they'll just look at us like we're like, have three heads. Like,
yeah.
Wait, what? You're doing what event tonight? And wait, you're doing corporate gifting for who? Like, how?
Yeah.
The answer is I have no effing clue. No, but I think that I know both of us get that question all the time.
Okay.
And the only thing that I can say to people, for me, I try and take like as many moments to like myself as humanly possible to do things like going to my barn and doing things that just make me happy and like I can breathe when I'm doing them, and then it makes everything else kind of fall into place and I'm re-energized, and then I'm like a freaking energizer bunny and then I go.
Yeah.
But
are you an introvert?
It's complicated.
I'm like halfway in between. I'm like just a little bit more introverted than extrovert.
I like to say, I think people would say I'm like outgoing and I really like to socialize, but then I get paralyzed with social anxiety sometimes. So I'm like, am I an introvert? Like I really would rather be in that corner right now.
Well, if you're recharging as alone and sort of like in solitude, that's like a very introverted feature, but you have a very outgoing, like extroverted personality type thing. So you can be both. You can be like kind of in the middle of the,
I think I'm both.
Yeah. You can be anything you want to be. You know? How about you?
I'm a total introvert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although every time I say that to people, they're like, no, you're not. But I'm I'm very introverted.
Yeah. Well, you can be like totally extroverted when you're like on.
Right. Yeah.
Be very introverted when you're by yourself type of thing. You guys, let's do
I'm scared.
Oh, don't be scared.
Don't
they're
be
super
scared.
Fun.
Okay.
They're not like super serious. They're
okay,
super
who
silly.
Wants to go first?
Ashley does.
Ashley
I see it in her eyes.
I knew you were gonna do that.
I've noticed that you like.
I'm already having
like,
social anxiety, and we're not even.
Sorry.
She's like mentally introverted. Okay, who's your celebrity crush?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Can he be dead?
Yeah.
Am I gonna get
mine was Heath
question?
Ledger.
Yeah,
mine's Heath Ledger too.
That's so funny.
Hilarious. R.I.P. Heath Ledger.
I know.
Sad.
My aunt superimposed his face on my prom picture and had him autograph it.
So. Oh no! Oh my
best
gosh, that's
ever.
Amazing.
I hope that's like framed above your bed.
You know what?
Husband.
It should be.
Yeah.
It definitely should
definitely
be.
Framed in my house, like in my parents' house
that's
in California.
Yeah. I have my old celebrity crush was from Friday Night Lights. I used to work for NBC as a client. And I got Jason Schrader to sign my little thing. And when Chris really bugs me, I put it above my bed.
Yeah. I find that Heath Ledger.
You really do.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
That's funny.
I love
God,
that.
Since him, just no one does it.
I hear you. Who's yours, Candace?
Oh my God, same question.
Yeah, it's tough.
Mine's I'm so bad with stuff like this. I think I like an all-American looking guy. So like I do like a Jake Gyllenhaal or Ben Affleck before he's a full-blown alcoholic. Really?
Ben is my man since sixth grade.
Yeah.
Like Armageddon days. Like,
yeah, tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah, like, totally.
I'm into it.
When you said all-American, I was like, she's definitely going to say Ben
Affleck. Yeah.
All-American alcoholic.
Love him.
Wow. Love.
Respect. Just so sexy. I love him. Sorry, everyone. It's just, I don't care what troubles he goes through. I'm always
And it's like Batman and the Joker. Anyway, we could go on forever.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Weird. In the next episode. All right, love it or hate it, pumpkin spice.
Hate.
Love. I'm sugarholic.
Are you?
Yeah.
Judging.
I hate pumpkin.
All right, this is for you first. Oh. What was your first concert? For Candace.
Crisscross.
Yeah.
We'll make you jump, jump.
Oh my god, such a good one.
Mine was New Kids on the Block.
Oh my gosh.
Respect. Yeah. Throw it up. I used to have the duffel bag and the sleeping bag. Socks.
And all of the bags.
Joey McIntyre.
Joey.
I had the lunchbox. I was like, I didn't even like personally love them, but my sister just so I was like, me too.
Right. Love some
sort of night. Oh my god, so good. All right. What do you always have to have in your bag? Any regulars?
Like hair things. I have a lot of hair things.
Like ties and
ties. Ties, yeah.
Okay. I always need to have a chapstick and some form of water.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, hydration.
Yep.
I just got a new chapstick that's a CBD oil chapstick. It's like my whole life.
You're like
now.
Very
I'm like panicking. I'm like,
you're like covered
in this.
This
is so good.
I'm interested in that.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. We can talk about CBDs for a long time.
That'd be great.
Okay, what's next for Secretly Gifting, you guys?
Surviving holiday 2018.
Yeah, for sure. We're in survival mode now.
Yeah.
You know, I think going back to access and have, you know, I guess allowing more people to have access to our brand, we've been talking more about e-commerce and having, you know, a highly curated website where, you know, maybe it's like a small select few of items for, you know, his, her hostess.
Yeah.
So that, you know, we just, it's kind of like our favorite things people then can just go and buy. And they don't have to hire us to, you know, pick it. So I think that that's kind of our plans for next year, one of them.
I feel like a membership could be interesting,
for
you guys.
I would so pay for that. Also, your styles are so different and so great. So, like, if you're like, okay, my friend's a Candace, I'll go buy that. But I'm an Ashley, I'm going to go check myself.
We've thought about that, too, because it is funny. Like, I have, like, jet black hair, and Ashley is, like, blonde. And, yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, and your style, I mean, your vibes are just totally different. It's so fun.
So I think that is definitely on our, you know, priority list.
Yeah.
I think, you know, working with a lot more corporations and corporate clients and just like, you know, growing that business because there's just so many. And you know, I think that corporations really do see, the impact that a great gift
huge for culture and morale.
Yeah. And sure. I think that, you know, we pride ourselves on that.
Yeah.
And I think that our clients have really seen that come through. And so it's just getting in front of more corporations.
Yeah.
And then I think just more opportunities to get in front of people to show that we're like the experts on gift giving, whether that's more TV appearances, more media. Just because, you know, that it is a really small space, and I feel like especially in D.C., we have become kind of like D.C.'s experts, but we have clients everywhere, so I think it's just, you know, broadening that as well.
That's great. Are you guys taking on new clients for this holiday season?
We are.
Okay.
Although Candace said today, wait, when are we taping? This is our problem every year. We say, okay, no more after this. And
but then we
comes
do.
And they're like, but could you please help?
It's because I honestly think it's just like our hearts. We love helping people. And if somebody's like, my husband, I don't know what to get him. We like feel her pain through the computer. And we're like, all right, we got you, Cindy, and Potomac, like, or whatever. Like, have fun. We're definitely still taking clients until we kind of burst into flames.
All right, get in there fast, everybody. The deadline is a coming.
By the time this airs,
yeah,
we will not.
That's awesome. All right, well, where can we find you on the interwebs?
Our website is just secretlygifting.com. Mm-hmm. Our Insta is secretlygifting. And that's about
it. And your personal is?
My personal is secretlyfancy.
And Ashley's is?
Ashley Bronzek.
All right.
Check us out.
You guys, thank you so much. This was so fun.
Thank
this
you.
Was so fun.
I love it.
Thank you.
You guys, thanks so much for joining us in the Foxhole. For exclusive content and super fun offers like discounts and promo codes, sign up for our email list on our website at godownthefoxhole.com. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at GoDownTheFoxhole.
And please, please, if you love this episode, leave us a review on iTunes.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.